Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want as we launch here in hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, going right into your phone calls. We'll start things out with Brian in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on? What's happening?
I think if I had been in New Hampshire a year or two ago when this was up for vote, I think I would have voted for it, for the seatbelt law.
Why?
Why is that?
I think my mindset, and I believe the mindset of many other people, was it's a good idea to wear seatbelts. It's safe. So I think others should do that as well.
Right. All good ideas must be forced on everyone else at the threat of violence.
That's right. And even to this day, I think it's a great idea to wear seatbelts. I believe everyone should do it. But I think now I realize I'm not going to help enforce, or I'm not going to help force others to wear seatbelts.
Right. If it's such a great idea, then persuade. Use tactics of persuasion. Use speech. Use examples of the reality of what happens if you don't wear a seatbelt, and convince people voluntarily to do what you think is right for them to do. But because people are so used to government and they've been told that government is a tool to force people to behave in the way that you think is best.
They actually said the terms behavior modification today.
Really?
Yeah. Like some kind of science experiment.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, so people are.
Perhaps
just,
they should put a little electrode up people's butts and zap them when they don't do things they like.
It's coming. I mean, if they had the opportunity, I'm sure someone would propose it.
They certainly do a good job of scaring people into voting a certain way. There was a vote in Seattle a few years ago on a public smoking ban. No public buildings, no bars. Also, and I had voted for that actually.
Oh.
And I feel so guilty about it.
Yeah, you wish you could take it back.
Yeah, I do. So
well, the one thing that you can feel better about is it didn't win by one vote, man.
It's true, Mark. It's true. Yeah.
Voting really doesn't matter.
No.
You know, I mean, it's like this. It's this weird conundrum, you know. Why vote when voting doesn't matter? But if you don't go out and vote, you feel like you haven't done anything.
In the aggregate, voting. I mean, I will say that voting does matter. It's a lot like. In some ways, it's a lot like an economy. If one person dies or drops out of the economy, it's not going to have much of an impact. But the aggregate effect of...
Everybody dropping dead?
Yeah, everybody dropping dead or half of people dropping dead, it makes a big difference.
But if you drop dead, it has nothing to do with anybody else dropping dead. Do you know what I mean? If I decide I'm never going to vote on anything ever again, what's it really going to change? How many things have won or lost by one vote?
Right, but there is, I'm saying, in the aggregate, it makes a difference.
Right, if everybody does.
If there are 1,000 people like you who make that decision, then it makes a difference. Right. 1,000 votes can swing an election.
And I likely never will. I cannot, to me, I want my opinion heard so badly, I must vote.
I do the same thing.
And the fact that I went, it was that right was taken away from me as a convicted felon in the state of Florida. It's one of the few states that don't allow convicted felons to vote. Well, I want to even more.
Well, Mark, you know I've wrestled with the issue over the past couple of elections, more so in the most recent election. I've wrestled with it. I mean, I don't see it as a legitimate means to any end, of course, but I'm like you. I mean, I feel like, if I don't participate in it, even if all of a sudden the next election, everybody that loved freedom just decided to stay home, it wouldn't change anything because all of the statists will be out there voting.
They sure
will.
All
the bureaucrats come out every single time, and their family members and their buddies come out and they vote in the elections, so there's no point in stopping it. They will never stop their process. They will never stop what they are doing because everybody else doesn't want to play along anymore.
Right. We could be the middle of a revolution for freedom and liberty. People could be running down the street with AK-47s and hand grenades in their pockets in order to stop this tyranny. And if there was election held, the bureaucrats would go out and vote. Because to them, that's legitimacy. To them, that's right. As though somehow the minority of people that go out and vote in a local election, and the ones that are informed, I mean, many people just go and check Democrat or Republican on and up and down the list. Some people check, well, I like the sound of that last name. Bickelwitz. I used to know somebody whose name was Horowitz.
That's
and
my strategy.
It's just nuts. It's absolutely insane. I mean, people pick people based on just nothing. An R or a D behind their name as though... You know anything about how a local representative will vote based on the president at some point that you happen to like, whichever one's hair was your favorite? It's so nuts.
Brian, how do you feel
I've
about all this?
I've done that before, Mark. Voted for someone with a D in front of their name when I turned 18 and I voted for the first time. Oh, awesome. I should vote. I need to vote.
Yep.
Here I go.
Well, now, just out of curiosity, many of the local positions will not have a...
nonpartisan.
It'll be nonpartisan. How did you did you vote for those people, or what did you do?
For the individuals who did not have a
right.
political
in,
party associated
in the more
with them.
Local nonpartisan elections, what did you do there?
I actually don't recall.
You don't remember that either.
It was so insignificant.
It may not have been on his ballot. They may have there may be partisans and down on in every position. You never know. But the idea that you would pick, I mean, what's it make you think when I say, well, I'd just pick all Republicans? I mean, it's scary, isn't it?
It is.
Are you kidding me? That you'd pick the worst of the worst Republicans? Well, I don't know any better. I just like what Republicans say better than what I like what Democrats say. You know, I mean, it's absolute abject stupidity, and I've done it. It's really ignorant behavior, and I've done it. And on the nonpartisan ones, I've just picked names I like. I mean, there's people listening right now that know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I've done it too.
I've never voted based on the name. Never. I've never voted
based on the
name.
So you've chosen not to vote because you didn't know either name.
Yes, I will skip.
Right.
Unless it's the same name on both sides.
Slightly better.
In the local races. Like the supervisor of the checklist or something was the same person for each party.
They will do that, yeah.
And I went... I guess I'll check the box because it's
well,
in the way.
I mean, this is how stupid voting is. So then you go out and you learn everything you can about your local officials so that you could be educated on the issues and talk to them and make sure that you vote just right. And then some moron like me comes along and says, I like the name Mikulicz.
Mikulicz.
Last time I voted, I did my best to cover up the D and the R or whatever political party they were associated with and just read the statements, the little one or two paragraph statements that came next to the candidate's name. And
wait, you get statements? You get statements on your ballot?
You know,
not on the ballot, but on a voter's pamphlet that was mailed separately.
Sometimes I've seen these things, these voter pamphlets, but I can tell you that there have been times that I haven't had any information. I didn't know what their favorite color was, man. And I'd vote for them for whatever reason. I'd pick them. You know, it's not like when I lived in Florida, it's not like I got the newspaper delivered to my house. I didn't know anything about this stuff.
And
I just went to vote because I was supposed to.
Even if you know what it is they stand for, they're politicians. They lie.
Yes.
They paid someone to write their statements for them.
Hey, Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion.
Yes.
Yep, 800-259-9231. So a lot of people went and voted for Barack Obama thinking he was going to institute change, and all the evidence points to the fact that he's just another one of the good old boys in D.C., and he's just the next Bush.
It really looks that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the fact that, within 3 days, he's killing Pakistanis. Just boom, bam, let's kill him around, folks. I hate them.
Man, did you have too many sodas tonight, Mark?
I'm so upset with having gone to the Concord.
Why are you upset? Now, you're the one who's always advocating for political solutions here, man. You should be excited about the Concord thing. You should be excited about being able to take part in your political system. These are your representatives. This is your system, Mark. You wanted this system.
No, I didn't.
Well, you participate in it, so you must want it.
What difference is it? Participating in it? What I'm doing is I'm going out and fighting for people that aren't willing to go.
Yeah.
People that would rather lounge around in bed and with their girlfriends
like me.
than go in there. And I'm going in there and fighting for those people. As far as I'm concerned, it's an act of martyrdom to some extent, heroism. I'm stepping in for people that won't step in for themselves.
That's good. I've been to the State House before, and I'll probably go back again just because I guess I'm a glutton for punishment.
It's hard to avoid.
And I do like putting on a little show from time to time, so I'll go in as the organizer or the man who speaks for National Organized Crime or New Hampshire Organized Crime. That's fun stuff. All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want, and you can talk about anything on this show. It is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on 2 decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website.
at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, we'll go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got laid off my job about a month ago. Yeah, I didn't even see it coming.
Did you get a severance package?
Strange. No.
Ooh.
No, they just, I got my last 2 weeks' pay and
damn.
It was bye-bye. I got booted because I had the highest paid in my department.
That's what happens. They bring some new young guy in, do the same job, maybe not quite as well as you, but for a lot less.
Well, no, they're just trying to get the guys that I was in charge of to learn what I was doing.
I see.
I don't know if they're going to be able to or not. I've been keeping in touch with them, but whatever. Anyway, so I applied for my unemployment benefits from the state.
You've been paying in, right?
Yep. Yeah, I've been working for 13 years at the same job, almost 14. So I get maybe three-fifths of my pay, something like that. Anyway, the state sends me this little debit card from the Illinois National Bank or some bank like that called Secure Choice, and they just make the deposit to that account every week.
Got it.
And that little CCV number on the back, and this is for all you conspiracy theorists, a little three-digit code on my card, 666.
Coincidence.
More evidence that the state is actually Satan. That's what that is.
It's an interesting speculation.
Okay. Now, also today, I saw that the new Commerce Secretary is... Judd Gregg, and I don't know anything about him. He's your guys' senator. I thought maybe you guys might.
Is he still a senator, or did he get booted out?
Well, no, he was still a senator, but he's moving over to Commerce Secretary.
I see. Now, I actually just saw a story on Drudge about that, about how apparently he voted to disband the entire department that he's now going to be in charge of. So talk about just another two-faced politician.
Well, I mean... I don't know, if you're a small government guy and you get tapped to run a particular department that you don't like, maybe you figure you can try to downsize it, cut costs, something
right.
like
I mean,
that.
You know, I might vote to disband the public works, the parks department here in Keene, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. However, if somebody decided to tap me on the shoulder in order to take care of it, I probably would in the hopes that I could cut down a great deal on the spending that the parks they do.
Tell you what, you keep an eye on old Judd Gregg and let us know how much he slashes and burns there.
I don't know that he'll have the opportunity, but I agree that politicians are not the greatest one. I think Judd Gregg is significantly better than most, but you know, it's not saying much.
Yeah, I mean, his rankings, I think the Republican Liberty Caucus would rank him. I don't know where they rank him. I don't think he ranked as high as Sununu in his favor.
Nobody did.
Yeah, so he was pretty much, Sununu was the other senator from the state. So, you know, probably just a pretty typical Republican.
Yeah. You know. So what were you bringing that up for, Matt? You're just curious about him?
I was curious as to whether you thought maybe he would actually try to make government smaller in that department. Or not?
I doubt it. He'll probably
vote against it, but
he'll probably be better than a lot of other Republican or Democratic senators that could have gotten the job. But I doubt he'll actually be able to do much. I mean, a lot of the spending is appropriated by Congress. So if Congress decides to appropriate spending for the Department of Commerce, there's not a whole lot he can do about it. I mean, that's his budget, and I think he's expected to spend whatever Congress hands him. So his hands are pretty much tied, I think, once he takes that position.
Yeah, and Matt, you know, even if you or I were put in charge of, you pick your government department, and we decided, you know what, I really can't do much about the budget, but I can make this place more efficient. The fact is, we really couldn't, because bureaucracies are bureaucratic, and it really doesn't, you know, like maybe a dynamic guy at the top can make some difference.
You get in there.
You can't make a whole bunch of difference.
Go ahead, get in there and try to eliminate one job and watch what happens.
Well,
that bureaucrat
will
come.
Try to I was actually going to try to get the job of managing the water over there in Keene. I saw that they were looking for somebody to manage the water.
And yeah, so I was actually going to ask you, Matt. I mean, now that you've been laid off, seems like a perfect opportunity to consider a move.
Yeah, I am, and I'm coming up to the Liberty Forum in March.
Cool.
I got my hotel reservations today.
Great.
And I bought my ticket before I got laid off.
At freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, we look forward to seeing you.
Were you talking about, like, the city water?
Yeah, the city water department was looking for some kind of management position. I've been in a management position for about 5 years, and it's with a water company.
If you don't take a nap in the truck every day, you'll be doing better than the guys around here. Because I used to see the guys by the wells, and they would take a nap, or they'd pull in the middle of the day and pull back out at about 2 o'clock. But they weren't. You couldn't actually see them working. They just sat in their trucks. So.
You know, the city water bureaucracy is one of the better ones on the scale of bureaucracies. At least they're voluntarily funded to some extent. At least you're actually paying for
fee oriented.
But you're directly paying for a product instead of having this, you know, large property.
But you're
tax
not.
Thing.
They have a monopoly. And if you try to get their product or service elsewhere, they will come down on you like thunder from an angry god.
All right. I didn't say they were great. I just said they were the best, one of the better bureaucracies.
They're fee-based, and that's good.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can shut the water off.
But you cannot have water. However, I can't put a pump in. And
running
and,
water.
Many municipalities, right, you can't have running water. Many municipalities will have outlawed wells. I can't dig down on my own property and get water.
Good luck with your quest, Matt, and we'll see you in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Super. What's on your mind?
I was trying to tell the guy who answers the phone there, but if you want to turn on CNBC, you'll find out that they're doing a thing here on marijuana and how bad it is for you.
Really?
They're doing it right now.
What kind of, well, we
I don't have television.
Yeah, I'm just saying maybe you can call home and say record it or something. But
I've seen plenty of marijuana specials. I mean, I know a lot about marijuana, and I don't really
what
think
are they, what are they saying?
They're just saying that how many houses out there in California get burnt because of this one little city out there. Everyone's growing weed, they're having, like, weed fights out there, they're just not making it sound good, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, the black market isn't a really nice place. People do really fight over territory, and even in the marijuana trade, which is one of the nicer trades in the black market, it's still pretty dangerous, especially at the upper echelons. If you're a grower, if you're a big-scale grower, a big-scale dealer, you're at serious risk at all times. Thank you for the call. Always appreciate hearing from you, Don. 800-259-9231. Yeah, there's a lot of good and bad marijuana-related programming out there, some honest and some not so much. More on the way. You can bring up anything, and this is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today. Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number brought to you by Sickle CAI is 800-259-9231. You can call that and talk about anything. That's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. On the updates list, if you go to updates.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, sent out an update a few days ago. We're doing another auction. So if you want to get the fourth banner on the Free Talk Live website for an entire month, advertise virtually anything you want, place your bid over at auction.freetalklive.com.
It's a good position. You know, it's not going to be too expensive. Like the top
third banner went for $76.
Yeah, the top ones. Yeah. So I mean, it's a good place to get people. It's going to get clicks on your website. Free Talk Live delivers clicks on your website. You can believe that.
It depends on your product. Though,
I don't think a little flashing banner is necessarily going to sell your product for you.
That's your job.
But it'll get people to go to the website that you want them to.
It's your job to sell the product. Ours is to just give you the clicks. All right, so go and place your bid on that at auction.freetalklive.com. And if you want more great liberty-oriented audio and video content, visit Nick over at freemindstv.com. You do both the TV show and a radio program. The radio show is available live if you listen to the Free Talk Live stream or the Liberty Radio Network stream or the Genesis Communications Network. You guys are all over the place. Or four or five radio stations around the country, you can hear Free Mind. Minds Radio, and you can go to freemindsradio.com to get more on them. Subscribe to the podcast, and don't forget to watch Free Minds TV, too, which, by the way, you guys are going through some exciting changes behind the scenes at Free Minds TV. I don't know if we can reveal what's coming soon.
Well, there's a lot of things that are getting worked on. The biggest thing that people viewing the show will probably notice is trying to increase overall production values, which involves a new set and just standardizing the setup so there's consistency from show to show. Because, you know, currently we have a volunteer crew. They're great, and it's public access, but there's a little bit of inconsistency there. So we're trying just to up the production value of the show. So people can go to freemindstv.com and help out with that, because it is going to take some money.
You guys have a contribution thing now.
Yeah,
right?
We have a chip and bar up on the website.
How's that going?
It's the chip and bar itself, I think we had $45 last time I checked, which was yesterday or the day before. But we did have a generous donation from somebody else that didn't go through the chip and bar. So currently we've raised just about $300.
Cool.
And originally our goal had been $300. Now that we've sat down and completely thought through the set design, we're thinking maybe more like six.
I've heard the set design. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was telling me about it
this weekend.
He's
helping us out with that.
It sounds like it's going to be really spiffy. So I think it's really going to set you guys apart from a lot of the other public access shows, which is essentially what Free Minds TV is. I mean, you guys are breaking even, I think, on the operation at this point. So you're not pouring your own money into it.
On the TV side, that's really the object. It would be nice to make money, but from the TV show, it's essentially a break-even operation. Maybe make a little money from sponsorships once the production values are up and the show's out there to more places. And we are trying to get the distribution far and wide as we can, because shows like Democracy Now, you can get on a couple hundred stations out there as a public access TV show, and you are reaching a pretty decent-sized audience, considering the amount of money it takes to do the show. It doesn't take much compared to big network shows.
Absolutely. And, in fact, you guys are, I think, working on getting a new delivery method for the cable operators that are picking you up.
As I understand, it's functioning now. Previously, we had one of our biggest costs was sending out DVDs.
Right.
And just as a note to anybody who's thinking about starting a TV show or anything like that they want to distribute, it's a lot cheaper to do it through digital distribution, which is easier to do now than when the show had started a couple years ago.
And less time-consuming as well. You don't have to spend that time burning all those DVDs and shipping them out.
The time and money. The postage was a buck a DVD, plus the cost of the DVD, plus the time to burn it.
Plus, it gets to the end user faster, because you don't have the several days it might take the post office to get it there. You upload it to your FTP site, have the TV station download it, they can have it the next day and on the air, so very cool. Hey, did you guys talk about Mike Barsky? He's one of your crew members. I know you guys shoot your show on Tuesday. Obviously, he was there every single week helping you guys out behind the scenes, and this week he's in jail.
Yeah, we actually interviewed Charlie, who was one of the activists who showed up at the trial. That went on the members section.
Okay.
So if you want to check that out, we didn't mention it very much on the public side. We might next week once we have some more information on it. But we interviewed Charlie about his experiences going through that.
Okay, cool.
Because he had his own run-in with the police.
Yes, he did. We talked extensively about it. They hurt him yesterday, and they're a bunch of big bullies. And it was awful what they did to that poor guy. But he was amazing in how he handled himself yesterday in court. And you can listen to yesterday's Free Talk Live if you want to hear more about what went down here in Milford, New Hampshire, with some civil disobedience and some really great activism here. So freemindstv.com for more of Nick and Toby, who isn't on too often on Free Talk Live, but now and then you'll hear him. All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I mentioned we had a regulation story. Mark,
go ahead with the regulation.
Well, I mentioned this earlier, and it's been sitting in my prep for a little while, and it's about the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, which is what they're calling the piece of legislation that's going to drive probably hundreds of business owners out of business. The story is from DCExaminer.com, where thousands of self-employed businessmen, artists, and boutique owners who make or deal in handcrafted children's toys, clothes, or furniture could be out of work next month. A 2008 federal law with the salutary-sounding name of Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act could drive these craftsmen out of business. Big toy makers who helped write the bill are ready for the regulations that will go into effect February 10th, while smaller toy makers are likely to suffer. It's another example of how Washington, when it regulates an industry, often helps the biggest businesses in that industry while crushing the little guys.
Yep.
The toy story begins in the summer of 2007 when toy-making Goliath Mattel was thrice forced to recall products made in China after discovering dangerous levels of lead. That fall, as Congress took up the bill reauthorizing the Consumer Product Safety Commission, consumer groups pushed for stricter safety standards on toys and other children's products. In September of 2007, a senator from Arkansas, Mark Pryor, introduced a bill in response to the lead in toys scare. That bill became law in August 2008, making it illegal to sell children's products, that is, toys, furniture, clothes, etc., that have not undergone third-party testing for hazardous materials. Indeed, the bill had also declared that any children's product was a banned hazardous substance if any portion of it had a lead content greater than 600 parts per million. Also, all manufacturers of children's products, big or small, are required by the law to create registries of every product they sell and put unique tracking numbers or marks on each product.
Mm.
This is, again, this
That's real easy when you're doing handcrafted wood toys.
This bill is so large we haven't managed to cover all of the aspects of it. There's more here. This third-party testing portion of the bill goes into effect February 10th, which has small toy makers up in arms. The Handmade Toy Alliance is one of the many groups mobilizing to keep the CPSC from destroying artisan toy making. Large manufacturers who mass-produce toys or children's furniture will face some added costs from the bill, but these are costs they can bear, especially because the costs will be industry-wide, thus passed on to consumers. So, just to give you an example of what they're saying here, if, Mark, you and Laura decide that you want to start your own home-based business of creating little toy blocks or something like that for mm-hmm. little babies, and, you know, you've got a lot of trees on your property, so you're cutting down trees and carving out the toys yourself in your spare time, then if you wanted to market those products to children under the age of 12, you would have to have them tested for lead and a couple of other things as well. And it would cost you probably a few thousand dollars to test that toy model for lead.
For that model.
For that model.
Right. And so if I'm making trains, I don't know, do I have to test the caboose, the coal car, the engine itself?
I don't know
the
about
passenger
that.
Car. I mean, God, it's crazy.
But my point here is, if you're going to sell 10 toys a year, you've had to spend $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 just to be able to sell those 10 or 20 toys per year.
Whereas, I should recoup it when I'm 187.
Whereas Mattel, if they come out with a new toy block set, they test that one set for $3,000, and then they can sell 100,000 in the first year.
Not to mention the fact that they can use a certain amount of quantity of scale or economy of scale to muscle the lead testing companies into giving them better deals. Whereas I'm just trying to get my train set through. They're not going to give me any kind of deal.
There's a little more on this story here, and we'll take your calls as well, even in these remaining moments, at 800-259-9231. But this is what regulation does. It entrenches the existing business owners, the big boys, at the cost of the little guys, the moms and the pops, and the smaller operations. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com Safety.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do. Most of them are completely free to help get the show into more ears and help new people discover the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue the story here from DCExaminer.com, just kind of giving a general overview of how awful this Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act is going to be for smaller toy manufacturers. Essentially, it's going to be putting a lot of people out of business. It's going to mandate that all products marketed to children under the age of 12 have to go through very rigorous testing for lead, as well as some other, I think phthalates is what else they're looking for.
Rigorous means expensive.
Yeah, expensive to the point where it's going to put the smaller businesses out of business.
Right. So if you make dolls out of organic wool or toys out of unpainted pine, there's no reason at all for you to go through this kind of testing. However, you're going to have to, and it's going to cost at least a few thousand dollars per model of toy. Now, I don't know how they decide what a model of toy is and these particular things. If you're making wood toys, is it just the wood ones? I don't know.
No, but it's each individual model, I would guess.
When you're talking about people that do this stuff for just a little bit of money to make very special toys for
because they love doing it.
They love doing it and making it for people and people want to buy it. Just a little sort of cottage industry. You're destroying that.
Yep.
Do you really want to destroy that in America?
They do.
They do want to.
What it might actually serve to do is drive it underground. As silly as it sounds, the idea sounds of having black market toys. If you want a wooden train set, the handmade artisan toy, you know, I can see people doing it and not going through the testing, and I can see people still wanting those kinds of artisan toys for their kids. So I wouldn't be surprised. It's like raw milk in a lot of places is
an interesting point.
I know people in those states are still getting raw milk.
They do, but what it sort of drives down the size of the operation that you can grow to. If I'm making wool and wood toys for children because I love doing it, maybe I'm going to add somebody and add somebody and add somebody and grow my business in a legitimate fashion, pay a few taxes along the way, make a lot of happy children and a lot more happy, crazy, hippie adults out there that don't shave their armpits. I'm going to have that. And, you know, why do they want to destroy that? Well, because the big toy companies don't like the competition.
Exactly.
They know they at one point grew from a little toy company, and they don't want that competition in 75 years or 50 years or 30 years or whatever it's
going to
take.
Well, and the big toy companies have the strength that it takes as far as lobbying power to make sure that these things can happen and put these folks out of business. And the article continues at DCExaminer.com, where a stay-at-home mom who sews children's dolls on the side or a small woodworker who sells a few child-sized chairs each year will find these regulations much more burdensome, if not impossible, to deal with. The CPSC staff has proposed a rule that would exempt from the testing requirements products made solely of unadulterated, unpainted, unfinished, and untreated wood, natural fibers, gemstones, and other natural materials. This rule, if approved, won't be finalized for months, while the testing requirement becomes effective in 2 weeks. Is this disproportionate impact on the smaller businesses an unintended consequence, as many now say? When you look at the lobbying records, it doesn't look that way. Mattel, whose leaded toys kicked off this whole scare, beefed up its lobbying effort when the legislation appeared. The company's lobbying budget, which had been steady at $120,000 per year from 2002 to 2006, all of a sudden jumped up to $540,000 in 2007, then $650,000 in 2008, a 442% increase from 2 years earlier. In late August of 2007, Mattel, the largest toy maker in the world, hired a new lobbying firm to lobby on the bill, and one of the lobbyists on this issue was Sheila Murphy, recently the legislative director for a Democratic member of the Commerce Committee's Consumer Affairs Subcommittee. She became a co-sponsor of the bill in late September of 2007. So all kinds of inside the system, back scratching, and buddies passing each other favors, and this is how politics works.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, because you know the organic wool toy manufacturing lobbying unit, not real big.
Hasbro, the world's number two toy maker, had never had a Washington lobbyist, according to federal lobbying filings, before October of 2007, when the company decided to hire the Duberstein Group, headed by Ken Duberstein, who happens to be the former White House chief of staff under Ronald Reagan. Since then, Hasbro has spent $500,000 on lobbying. But these industry giants weren't resisting regulation. They were embracing it. Carter Keithley, president of the Toy Industry Association, of whom Mattel is the biggest member, told this columnist that, quote, "We were early proponents of adopting mandatory laws to require toy testing."
Right. And, you know, and they can take a position where we're trying to help you. We're doing the right thing with these darn Chinese people. But, however, you can't spend $500,000 in advertising out there and put this much of your competition, you know, in the graveyard. So
that's
you
true.
Can spend $500,000 in lobbying and do it.
The regulations give the big toy makers a federal stamp of approval, and they make it harder for upstarts to challenge the big guys or even survive. Without the regulation, parents might put more trust in a local independent toy maker that they know. After the regulation goes into effect, that toy maker is out of work. Regulation proponents usually say anti-regulation types are the shills for big business. Washington's Toy Story makes that claim look even more like make-believe. And they're absolutely spot on. And this applies, this concept applies across the board. This is not just happening in the toy industry. Every regulation that is proposed is generally supported, whether they admit it or not, by the industry, the longtime industry guys that have been in business and are established.
If they go in there and they support it and they get behind it, they can twist it just a little bit in order to make it, you know, that much better for themselves. They know the score. They know what they have to do. So, of course, they can put, they can, it's a double strike for them. It's a double, a double whammy for them. They can bend it to their will, and they can knock out some of their competition in the process.
Let's go to your phone calls. You bring up what you want. Tom, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the radio a little bit.
I love radio. Tell me about it.
Well, I've been listening quite a while to you guys. I like you guys. In fact, this is the first time I've ever been on the radio.
Well, congratulations.
And I got right through.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast you can do it, huh?
That's pretty sweet. I tried calling some other one. They were pretty much what we'd call punks.
Yes.
In my neck of the woods, they didn't think my topic was highfalutin enough.
That's the reality in talk radio. They have some very heavy call screening, but our show is, we pride ourselves on having virtually no call screening. So go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Amen, brother. Well, O'Reilly is, I think he's gone.
Yeah, at the end of this month, I think he's got a couple more, two or three more weeks left, and then he's done for.
Oh, well, he's gone here now.
Oh, good, good.
And they replaced him with Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, okay. Sorry to hear that.
All right. Well,
she's better looking than Bill O'Reilly, but that's about it.
Yeah, on the radio, that doesn't matter much.
I like him. I like a lot of radio.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Crazy conservatives.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, that's done something to the programming. If Laura Ingraham, which was on at 8 o'clock my time, Eastern Central, and then the 8 o'clock, so I don't know, it changed everything around. Now, Hannity is on for the whole 3 hours instead of two, and then if I get you guys for another hour instead of just one, it would tickle me to death.
Well, here's what you should do. Give the station a call and talk to Dave Evans. He's the program director there. You're listening to WVTS down there in West Virginia. And call him. Tell him you like Free Talk Live. I spoke with him in the last couple weeks, and I know we were discussing possibly expanding the weeknight coverage of the show. So it's his choice. It's his decision. He likes Free Talk Live, and I'm sure he wants to do it, but he probably has a few guys above him that he's got to convince. And if he can say to his bosses that, hey, he's hearing from the listeners, and the listeners want more Free Talk Live, it could make it happen. So tomorrow, pick up the phone, call the station, talk to Dave, and see how that goes.
Dave what?
Dave Evans, the program director of the station.
Okay, Dave Evans.
All right.
All right. Well, now, let me get you guys time right. You're on Eastern time from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock?
No, negative. 7 to 10 o'clock.
7 to 10 Eastern Standard.
And Dave knows all that stuff, so we don't need to hash all that out here on the show. But give him a call and say hi, and thank you for the call tonight. We really appreciate it. And that applies to everybody that's listening. Whether you're listening to a radio station and they're not carrying all 18 hours of this show all week long, call them, tell them thanks for carrying what they do pick up, and then ask them nicely to carry more Free Talk Live. And, of course, most of you are probably listening not on the radio. Many of you are listening on the Internet, and if you don't get us locally on the radio, call your local talk stations and tell them that you would really appreciate hearing some Free Talk Live, even if it's just a few hours on a Saturday night. Some is better than none. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.